The following is a Rama Navami lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Kikari, recorded on April 12, 2011 in Riga, Latvia.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Da Badakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raguna Tanvita Tams Jiva Sadaita Zavaduta Padijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. So, today is the appearance day of Lord Ramachandra, Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Šodien ir kunga Ramachandras atnākšanas diena, un kungs Ramachandra dievaukstākā personība.
So, why does Lord Ramachandra appear? Does he appear for the purpose of annihilating Ravana? Of course, he accomplishes that purpose. But is that the purpose of his appearance? Is that his prime purpose for
appearance?
No, it isn't. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains Paritranaya sadhunam vinasayata duskritam. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, I myself appear millennium after millennium.
Bhagavad Gita Krishna saka, es ierodos laikmet pēc laikmeta, lai iznīcinātu dēmonus un atbrīvotu tikumīgus cilvēkus.
Why does Krishna first say Paritranaya sadhunam before he says vinashayata duskritam? He first says, I have come to deliver the pious because that is his prime mission for coming. Krishna can easily annihilate the demons by so many means. Just like every day demons are being killed.
Katru dienu, kad dēmoni tiek nogalināti.
Heart attacks.
Piemēram, sirdslēkmes.
Automobile accidents.
Autokatastrofas.
Wars.
Kari.
Terrorist attacks.
Terroristu uzbrukumi.
So many things. It's lightning from the sky.
Piemēram, zibens no debesīm. Tik daudz dažādu lietu.
It's very easy for Krishna to annihilate any demon anytime he wants to.
Un Krishnam ir nesagādā nekādas grūtības iznīcināt jebkuru dēmoni, jebkurā brīdī, kad viņš to vēlas.
Mrityu sarva harashtaham, I am all devouring death.
Krishna saka, es esmu visu iznīcinošā nāve.
So he doesn't really have to come to annihilate the demons.
Patiesībā viņam nemaz nav jānāk, lai iznīcinātu dēmonus.
Material energy can easily take care of that, you see.
Materiālā enerģija viegli ar to var tikt galā.
Ahani ahani bhutani ganjanti al yamalayam shesha stavaram ichchami kim mushtayam atahaparam. At every moment, countless numbers of living entities are being annihilated and dragged to the court of Yamaraj.
Katru mirkli, neskaitāms skaits dzīvo būtņi tiek iznīcināts un aizvests uz Yamaraja tiesu.
That's happening without Krishna's direct hand.
Un tas notiek bez Krišnas tieši sajaukšanās.
So, he doesn't have to come to wipe out the rascals.
Un tāpēc viņam nav jāierodās, lai aizvākt projā no skatuves nejāris.
But he is known as Bhakta Vatsal.
Bet viņš ir zināms kā Bhakta Vatsal.
He is very, very affectionate to his devotees.
Viņam ir ļoti, ļoti spēcīgas jūtas attiecībā pret saviem bhaktām.
He wants to please his devotees.
Un viņš vēlas iepriecināt tos, kas viņam kalpo.
That's why he personally came to annihilate that demon Hiranyakashipu.
Un tāpēc viņš personiski ieradās, lai iznīcinātu šo dēmonu Hiranyakashipu.
Just to give encouragement to Prahlad.
Tas vienkārši tāpēc, lai iedvesmotu Prahlādu.
You see, God wants his devotees to always be encouraged.
Un Dievs vienmēr vēlas iedrošināt savus sekotājus.
He never likes to see that his devotees become morose or depressed.
Viņš nekad nevēlas redzēt, ka viņu bhaktas ir nomākti vai depresijā.
He wants that his devotees will always be super enlivened and fired up.
Viņš vienmēr vēlas, lai viņa bhaktas vienmēr ir super iedvesmoti, vienmēr ir noskaņoti.
So therefore he personally came and annihilated that rascal Hiranyakashipu.
Un tāpēc viņš personiski ieradās, lai šo nelietu Hiranyakashipu iznīcinātu.
To enliven the devotees.
Lai iedvesmotu, iepriecinātu bhaktas.
Actually, it's very enlivening to see Krishna killing a demon.
Patiesībā tas ir ļoti priecīgi, iepriecinoši redzēt, kā Krishna nogalina dēmonu.
This was a great pleasure pastime of the cowherd boys.
Un tās ir tiem ganu zēniem, tās bija brīnišķīgas spēles, ko vērot.
Every day they would go to play in the forest.
Katru dienu viņi gāja spēlēties mežā.
And every day some huge demon would come.
Un katru dienu kāds milzīgs dēmons ieradās.
Like that Agasur.
Piemēram, tas Agasur.
You know that Agasur demon?
Jūs zināt Agasur dēmonu?
Big snake.
Milzīga čūska.
He opened his mouth, it was so wide.
Kad atvēra savu muti, tā bija tik plata.
He was touching the clouds.
Viņi pilnīgi skāra mākoņus.
And the cowherd boys, they looked in that mouth and they thought, that looks like a big cave.
Un gan zēni raudzījās uz šo muti un domāja, ka tā izskatās pēc milzīgas salas.
We've explored all the caves in Vraj, but we've never seen this one.
Mēs esam pārmeklējuši visas salas Vrajā, bet mēs nekad neesam redzējuši šo te.
Let's check it out.
Vajadzētu pārbaudīt.
So they went marching in.
Un viņi iegāja tur iekšā.
Another playful day in Vraj.
Un tādā spēles noskaņojumā.
So Krishna is observing this. All my cowherd boyfriends, they just walked in the mouth of a big snake.
Un Krishna to visu redzēja, un tas, mani draugi, ganu zēni ir iegājuši rīklē milzīgai čūskai.
What to do?
What darīt?
Prabhupada explained, Krishna became momentarily aggrieved.
Prabhupada izskaidro, ka Krishna momentā kļuva saniknos.
Can you imagine Krishna becoming bewildered? What to do?
Saniknos, bet tāds jautājošs apjūcis. Vai jūs varat iedomāties, ka Krishna būtu apjūcis?
Sometimes Krishna enjoys playing like an ordinary man.
Un dažkārt Krishnam patīk izturēties tā kā vienkāršam cilvēkam.
Just like some multimillionaire actor may enjoy playing a poor man in a movie.
Tas tā kā, piemēram, kāds ļoti bagāts multimiljonārs aktieris, viņš izbauda to, ka viņš filmā spēlē nabagu.
But then, because he's the supreme personality of Godhead,
bet tad, ņemot vērā, ka viņš ir Dieva augstākā personība,
he fully understood what I must do.
Viņš pilnībā saprata, kas viņam ir jādara.
So he went into that snake.
Viņš iegāja tajā čūskā.
And the snake said, now, and the snake thought, now I've got them all. He closed his mouth. But then Krishna blew a hole in the snake and everybody came out, you see. This was just a typical day in Vrindavan. Another day, another demon. Killed by the Lord. And the cowherd boys would come and they'd say, Mataji, Mataji, we are playing in the forest.
And this big snake demon came and Krishna killed him.
Un tad šie gamzēni nāca mājās un teica, mamma, mamma, šodien kas notika, mēs spēlējāmies to mežā, un tad milzīgs dēmons šūs ieradās, bet Krišna viņu nogalināja.
And mothers would say, oh yes, these boys, they make up so many stories about Krishna.
Un mātis smaidīja un teica, nu jā, rakā, puikas izdomā visādas stāstus par to Krišnu.
So this is a pleasure pastime of the Lord, you see. He experiences great joy in reciprocating with his devotees in this way. So in the same way, he appears as Lord Ramachandra. To have great mercy upon so many living entities.
Lai sagādātu tik daudzām dzīvām būtnēm žēlastību, sniegt žēlastību.
Just see those monkeys.
Padomāju, piemēram, par tiem mērķiem.
Those forest monkeys.
Mežā dzīvojušie mērķi.
What a great blessing they achieved.
Kādu milzīgu svētību viņi sasniedz.
They were just ordinary monkeys in the forest.
Viņi vienkārši bija mērķi mežā.
But they became deputized by Lord Ram as warriors.
Bet pateicoties kungam Rāmam, viņi tika padarīti par karotājiem.
Did they know how, to shoot a bow and arrow? Did the monkeys know how to shoot a bow and arrow?
Vai zin, kā šaut no loka ar bultām?
They know how to throw a spear. They knew nothing of these
things. Vai kā mest šķēpu? Viņi neko nezin tādu.
Did they know the art of mantras like the powerful kshatriyas?
Vai viņi zina, spēcīgas mantras, kā izmantot mantras, tā kā kara laikā, tā kā to varonīgi.
They had no training as kshatriyas.
Viņiem nekādas apmācības kā kshatriyam nebija.
They're simply forest monkeys.
Vienkārši meža mērķi.
But they were empowered by Lord Ram to defeat these powerful rakshasa warriors.
Bet kungs Rāma deva viņiem spēku un iespēju sakaut šos ļoti spēcīgos rakšas karotājus.
So just see what kindness they got from Lord Ramachandra.
Padomājiet, ieraugiet, kādu žēlastību, laipnību viņi saņēma no kunga Ramachandras.
Just imagine the great benefit they achieved by helping Lord Ram to regain Sita Devi.
Padomājiet, cik daudz viņi saņēm tikai par to, ka viņi palīdzēja kungam Rāmam atgūt atpakaļ Sita Devi.
What to speak of the monkeys? Even a little spider became blessed with the opportunity to help Ram achieve Sita.
Un ko mēs runājam par tiem mērķiņiem, pat mazais zirneklītis, pat tas saņēma svētību par to, ka viņš palīdzēja kungam Rāmam.
You see Hanuman and the monkeys.
Hanumans, šita pērtiķu valdnieks.
They were making a stone bridge across the Indian Ocean to Lanka.
Viņi tātad cēla akmens tiltu pāri okeānam uz Lanku.
They put huge boulders in the water, and my Lord's potency, all those boulders floated.
Un viņi sameta tur ūdeni milzīgus akmens bluķus, bet pateicoties kunga enerģijai, šie akmens bluķi varēja peldēt ūdeni.
The atheist will scoff at this idea.
Ateisti vienkārši pasmīķinās uz par šādu ideju.
This is just some stupid Hindu mythology.
Viņi teiks, tā kaut kāda stulba hinduistu mitoloģija.
You can't make big rocks float in the water.
Jūs nevarat panākt to, ka milzīgi akmeņi peld ūdeni.
But just see the rascal scientist.
Bet paskatieties šiem nejāgām zinātniekiem.
He is saying, you cannot float a boulder in the water, but he's sitting on a rock that's floating in outer space.
Bet tai pašā, viņš saka, ka tas nevar, ūdenī nevar akmeņi speldēt, bet tai pašā laikā viņi atrodas uz akmens gabala, kas peld
The planet Earth is also a big rock.
Jo planēta Zeme ir arī milzīgs akmens.
It's floating in space.
Tas gaisā karājas.
So if you make a huge rock float in space, what is the problem making a boulder float in the water?
Un ja tik milzīga planēta var atrasties gaisā, kāda problēma ir, ka viens akmens bluķis peld pa ūdeni?
Because these rascals, they cannot show pastimes like Lord Ram. They say, oh, he is simply myth.
Jā. Tāpēc, ka šie te nejāgs, viņi uzskata, ka visas kunga Rāma, šīs spēles, laika pavadīšanas spēles, ka tas ir tikai mīts, mitoloģija.
So, the Hanuman and all those monkeys, they were building this big, huge bridge.
Un tātad Hanumans un visi tie pērtiķi būvēja akmeni. ūdens tiltu pāri okeānam.
And a little spider, he thought, I want to serve Ram.
Un maziņš dzirneklītis domā, es arī gribu pakalpot kungam Ramam.
So he was taking his little spider legs, he was putting some dust into the water, you see.
Un viņš ar savām mazajām zirnekļa kājiņām kaut kādus puteklīšus tur ūdenī sameta.
Hanuman said, get out of the way, who do you think you are?
Hanuman teica, palācies nosmocē, kas tu tāds esi?
We have some important work going on here, what are you doing here, you're getting in the way.
Mums te nopietnis darbs darāms, tu mums te maisies pa kājām.
But Ram chastised on him, he said, no, Hanuman, he is doing just as great service as you are.
Bet kungs Rāmas sabāra Hanumanu teica, nē, Hanuman, viņš dara tādu pašu kalpošanu, tikpat lielu kalpošanu kā tu.
You are serving to your full capacity, he is serving to his full capacity.
Jo tu kalpo pilnu atdevi, un arī viņš kalpo ar pilnu atdevi.
So in this way, they build this wonderful, wonderful bridge.
Tā viņi uzbūvē šo brīnišķīgo tiltu.
So that Lord Ram and his army of monkeys could go marching into Lanka.
Un tālāk kungs Rāma un viņa mērkaķa armija varēja maršēt pār tam tiltam un ieiet Lankā.
Later on, those boulders lost their floating powder.
Un vēlāk šie te akmens bloķi zaudēja savu spēju peldēt ūdenī.
And they sunk down into the water.
Un tie nokrita.
NASA, the U.S. Space Agency, has made a photograph from space of that bridge.
Un NASA, kas ir Amerikāņu kosmosa izpētes aģentūra, viņi no kosmosa ir nofotografējuši šo.
You can see the bridge from the an aerial shot and from outer space. You can see there's a clear bridge there and it fell under the water.
Un skatoties no uz fotografijām, kas ir uzņemts no kosmosa, var redzēt, ka zem ūdens ir tilts.
But the rascals, they have named it Adam's Bridge. It's like Adam in the Bible. Yeah. Adam's Bridge instead of Ram's Bridge.
Un tā vietā, lai nosauktu to par Rāmas tiltu, šie nejāks nosaukuši to par Ādam tiltu.
They are so envious of Vedic culture.
Viņi tik ļoti lielā mērā skauž vēdiskā kultūra.
They simply want to push this rascal Bible culture.
Un tāpēc viņi grib šo te Bībeles kultūru tā vietā likt.
Where is that bridge mentioned in the Bible? It is mentioned nowhere in the Bible.
Kur tas Bībelē šīs tilts minēts? Nekur.
It is mentioned in the Vedic literature.
Tas ir minēts vēdiskajā literatūrā.
So how they can say Adam's bridge?
Kā viņi var teikt Ādama tilts?
Simply their prejudice, that's all.
Viņiem vienkārši ir aizspriedumi, tas arī viss.
Long before their Bible was written,
ilgi pirms tam, kad Bībele tika uzrakstīta,
the Vedic literatures were there.
Vediskā literatūra bija jau pastāvēja.
Lord Ram goes way, way back to the beginning of the Treta Yuga.
Un kungs Rāma, viņa saistītie notikumi ir ilgi.
How many thousands of years ago was that?
Tūkstošiem gadu atpakaļ.
We're 5,000 years into the Kali Yuga.
Ja, 5,000 gadu atpakaļ sākās Kali Yuga.
The Dvarapa Yuga was 864,000 years.
Dvapara yoga bija 840 tūkstoši gadu.
The Treta yoga is 1,296,000 years.
Un tad 1,286,000 gadus ir
So does anybody have a calculator here? You can add those.
Treta yoga.
Anybody have a calculator here on their mobile phone? You can add up 1,296,000 plus 864,000 plus 5,000. What's the total?
2,000,050 about.
Something 2,000,000 years ago?
More than two million
years ago. So just see how ancient is the appearance of Lord Ram. Of course, people will argue, well, that Ram is more important than Krishna because he came before Krishna.
Un tāpēc ir cilvēki, kas argumentēs, ka Rāma ir svarīgāks par Krišnu, tāpēc, ka viņš atnāca pirms Krišnas.
But that's not true, because Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita even before Lord Rama appeared. He spoke it to the sun god even before Lord Rama appeared.
Bet tas nav taisnība, tāpēc, ka kungs, ka Krišna Bhagavad Gita teica jau saules dievam, tas bija daudz, daudz sanāk vēl pirms kunga Rāmas.
So of the two, Krishna is more important.
No šiem diviem Krišna ir svarīgāks.
The full opulence of God is there in Krishna.
Pilna Dieva izpausme, pilns bagātība, Dieva bagātība, varenība.
Lord Ram displays most of the potencies of God, but not all.
Kungs Rāma izpauž vairumu dievu varenības, bet ne pilnībā.
Krishna displays all of the potencies of God.
Bet Krishna izpauž pilnībā dievu varenību.
So we can read a little bit. There's some slokas here. The Bhagavatam. This would be chapter number, chapter 11. Excuse me, chapter 10. Shri Shuka Uvacha Katvangadhi Gabahuscha Ragushtas mat pritushrava ajastato mahara ajastas mat dasaratho bhavat. Shikadev Goswami said, 9:10:1. Sukadev Goswami said, the son of Maharaj Katvanga was Jigabahu, and his son was the celebrated Maharaj Raghu. From Maharaj Raghu came Uja, and from Uja was born the great personality, Maharaj Dasharatha.
Shukadeva Goswami сказал, у Махараджи Катванги был сын Дирхабаху, а его сыном стал прославленный Махарадж Раху. У Махараджи Раху родился Аджа, а у Аджи великий Махараджа Дашаратха.
Дас Япи Бхагаван Неша Сакшад Брама Майохарви Аншангшена Чатурдхагат Путратвам Пратитасарай Рама Лакшана Бхарата Шатругна Ити Сангья. Being prayed for by the demigods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth Himself, directly appeared with His expansion and expansions of the expansion. Their holy names were Ram, Lakshmana, Bharata, and Shatrughna. These celebrated incarnations thus appeared in four forms as the sons of Maharaj Dasharat.
Вняв молитвам полубогов, Верховный Господь, сама Абсолютная Истина, явился на землю, сопровождаемый своей экспансией и экспансиями экспансии. Их святые имена Рама, Лакшмана, Бхарата, Шатругна. Эти прославленные воплощения Господа появились в облике четырех сыновей Махараджи Дашаратхи.
Тазьяну чаритан раджан вишибиштатвадаршиби шрутам хи варнитан бури твайасита патерамуху. O King Parikshit, the transcendental activities of Lord Ramachandra have been described by great saintly persons who have seen the truth. Because you have heard again and again about Lord Ramachandra, the husband of Mother Sita, I shall describe these activities only in brief. Please listen.
О царь Парикшит, божественные деяния Господа Рамачандры описаны великими святыми, которые узрели истину. Ты тоже не раз уже слышал о Господе Рамачандре, супруге матери Ситы, поэтому я расскажу о его деяниях коротко. Пожалуйста, послушай.
To keep the promise of his father intact, Lord Ramachandra immediately gave up the position of king and, accompanied by his wife, Mother Sita, wandered from one forest to another on his lotus feet, which were so delicate that they were unable to bear even the touch of Sita's palms. The Lord was also accompanied by Hanuman, king of the monkeys, or by another monkey, Sugriva, and by his own younger brother, Lord Lakshman, both of whom gave him relief from the fatigue of wandering the forest. Having cut off the nose and ears of Shuparnakha, thus disfiguring her, the Lord was separated from Mother Sita. He therefore became angry, moving his eyebrows and thus frightening the ocean, who then allowed the Lord to construct a bridge to cross the ocean. Subsequently, the Lord entered the kingdom of Ravana to kill him, like a fire devouring a forest. May that Supreme Lord, Ramachandra, give us all protection.
Чтобы его отец сдержал свое слово, Господь Рамачандра отказался от престола и вместе со своей женой, матерью Ситой, стал странствовать по лесам, хотя нежные лотосные стопы его были чувствительны даже к прикосновению ладоней Ситы. Господа сопровождал Хануман, царь обезьян или другая обезьяна Сугрива, и младший брат Рамачандры, Лакшмана. Оба они помогали Господу, когда он уставал от скитаний по лесу. После того, как Господь обезобразил Шурпанакху, отрезав ей уши и нос, его разлучили с Ситой. Разгневавшись и нахмурив брови, Господь испугал океан, и тот позволил ему построить мост. Потом Господь вступил в царство Раваны и уничтожил этого демона, как пожар дотла сжигает лес. Пусть же Верховный Господь Рамачандра защитит всех нас.
So, Sukadev Goswami here is praying that Lord Ramachandra may give us protection. What is the significance of this statement? There are many points of significance to this statement. One point is, it's not just a story.
Viens aspekts ir tāds, ka tas nav vienkārši notikums, stāsts.
Lord Ramachandra is real.
Kungs Ramachandra ir tā ir realitāte, viņš ir reāls.
He was a real historical person.
Viņš bija reāla vēsturiska personība.
Plus, he's being prayed to 5,000 years ago, which is a long time after his appearance. He's being prayed to 5,000 years ago for all protection.
Un, I didn't get this over. 5,000 years he's being praised.
5,000 years ago, Sukadeva Goswami said, "May Lord Chandra give us, Lord Ramachandra give us all protection." This is a long time after his appearance on the planet.
Un tātad ļoti ilgu laiku pēc tam, kad kungs Ramachandra bija parādījies uz šīs planētas. Ļoti ilgu, tikai 5,000 gadus atpakaļ, Sukadeva Goswami izteica šo te lūkšanu, lai kungs Ramachandra mūs aizsargā.
So this means that not only was he a genuine historical person?
Tas nozīmē, ka viņš ne tikai patiesa vēsturiska personība bija.
He was also fully alive and fully potent for giving all protection to his devotees 5,000 years ago.
Tas nozīmē arī, ka viņš ir pilnībā dzīvs un pilnībā varens, lai sniegtu aizsardzību saviem baktām 5,000 gadus atpakaļ.
And just as he was fully potent and present to give all protection to his devotees 5,000 years ago.
Un tieši tāpat, kā viņš bija pilnībā klātesošs un spējīgs dot aizsardzību saviem baktām 5,000 gadus atpakaļ.
He is also fully powerful and present for giving his protection to his devotees right here, right now, on April 12, 2011, in Riga, Latvia.
Viņš ir spējīgs dot savu aizsardzību saviem baktām šodien šeit, 12. aprīlī 2011. gadā Rīgā, Latvijā.
In other words, by this hearing and discussing the glories of Lord Ramachandra,
citiem vārdiem sakot, klausoties un diskutējot šo kunga Ramachandra slavu,
although it's very entertaining and enjoyable, no doubt,
un nav šaubu, ka tas ir ļoti izklaidojuši un iepriecinoši.
We are not doing this for entertainment and enjoyment.
Mēs to nedaram tāpēc, lai izklaidētos un baudītu.
We are doing this to invoke the presence and the protection of Lord Ramachandra upon us.
Mēs to darām tāpēc, lai izsauktu kunga Ramachandras spēku un aizsardzību attiecībā pret mums.
You may say, well, what do I need protection for? I have money in the bank. I mean, you know.
Kāds varētu teikt, pagaid, kāda man aizsardzība vajadzība? Man, es esmu normāli aizsargāts, man nauda bankā.
I got my car, I got my guitar, I got my girlfriend, who needs protection?
Mana mašīna, mana ģitāra, mana draudzene, kāda man vajadzētu būt vēl aizsardzība vajadzīga.
But the reality is, now practically the whole world, everyone is a Ravana.
Bet realitāte ir tāda, ka praktiski viens uz šīs planētas ir Ravana.
Practically the whole world has become Ravanas.
Praktiski visa pasaule ir kļuvusi par Ravana.
We are desperately in need of protection.
Un tāpēc mums ir ārkārtīgi vajadzīga aizsardzība.
It's a Ravana civilization.
Šī civilizācija ir Ravana civilizācija.
Do you know what the word Ravana means in Sanskrit?
Ziniet, ko nozīmē vārds Ravana Sanskritā?
It means one who causes you to cry.
Tas nozīmē tas, kurš liek jums raudāt.
So how many of us are crying in our suffering condition in this material world?
Cik daudz no jums ir tādā ciešanu pilnā stāvoklī, tādā, kas izsauc asaršu pasaulē?
We're all being tortured by the materialistic civilization.
Mums visus spīdzina materiālā civilizācija.
Therefore, we need Lord Ramachandra's protection. Very much we need.
Un tāpēc mums ir ļoti vajadzīga kunga Ramachandras aizsardzība.
So, as we hear these pastimes, we should imbibe this mood of Shukadeva Goswami.
Un tad, kad mēs dzirdam šīs te spēles, kungas Ramas spēles, mums vajadzētu, lai mums pārņem Shukadeva Goswami noskaņojums.
Crying out from within our hearts, Lord Ram, please protect me.
No sirds dziļumiem saukt un raudāt un vēlēties, kungs Rāma, lūdzu aizsargā mūs.
In the arena of the sacrifice performed by Vishvamrita, Lord Ramachandra, the king of Ayodhya, killed many demons, rakshasas, and uncivilized men who wandered at night in the moat of darkness. May Lord Ramachandra, who killed these demons in the presence of Lakshmana, be kind enough to give us protection.
Там, где Вишвамитра совершал жертвоприношение, Господь Рамачандра, царь Айодхи, убил много демонов, ракшасов и дикарей, покрытых невежеством и бродивших по ночам по лесу. Пусть же Господь Рамачандра, уничтоживший этих демонов на глазах у Лакшмана, милостиво дарует нам защиту.
Note the difference between this verse and the previous verse.
Я говорю о тащерепс, так что панду не прикшейло.
In the previous verse, Shukadeva is simply asking that may Lord Ramachandra give us protection. In this he is saying, may he be kind enough to give us protection. So, in this verse, Shukadeva is saying, he's asking for two things. Give us protection and also give us kindness. So what is the relationship between kindness and protection? In the material world, you can hire somebody to give you protection. But there's no kindness in their hearts. They do it for money.
Bet nav laipnības viņu sirdīs. Viņi to dara naudas dēļ.
It's like the Prime Minister of India, Indira Gandhi.
Kā piemēram, Indijas premjerministre Indira Gandhi.
She had some Sikh guards, hired guards, bodyguards.
Viņai bija Sikhi, kas bija viņas miesas sargi.
What did her bodyguards do?
Un ko viņas miesas sargi izdarīja?
Her own bodyguards assassinated her.
Viņas pašas miesas sargs nogalināja.
They were giving protection, but there was no kindness in their hearts.
Viņi deva viņai aizsardzību, bet nebija laipnības viņu sirdīs.
They were doing it for some material purpose.
Viņi to darīja materiālu motīvu vadīti.
So protection without kindness is no protection at all, ultimately.
Un tas nozīmē, ka aizsardzība bez laipnības nav vispār nekāda aizsardzība.
That means they're giving protection for some ulterior motive.
Tas nozīmē, ka viņi dod aizsardzību dēļ kādiem materiāliem motīviem.
And when that ulterior motive is gone, then the protection goes away.
Un tikko šie materiālie motīvi pazūd, tā arī aizsardzība pazūd.
But with Lord Ramachandra,
bet kungs Ramachandra,
who is giving protection out of kindness,
kurš dod aizsardzību tāpēc, ka viņš ļoti laipns ir,
that protection never goes away.
Šī aizsardzība nekad nepazūd.
So one may ask, well, why would he want to be kind to me?
Kāds varētu jautāt, bet kādēļ viņam būtu vajadzība būt laipnam pret mani?
The answer is, actually, he is Krishna himself.
Atbilde ir tāda, ka viņš ir pats Krishna.
In a particular, showing a particular lila.
Vienkārši tas, kurš rāda konkrētu spēju.
And as Krishna himself.
Un kā Krishna pats.
He is the father of all living entities.
Viņš ir visu dzīvo būtņu tēvs.
He's the father of all living entities. Therefore, he will naturally be affectionate to his children. Have affection for
his children. Dabiskā veidā ir ciešas jūtas, spēcīgas jūtas attiecībā pret katru no saviem bērniem.
So, that means Lord Rama is your father.
Tas nozīmē, ka kungs Rāma ir jūsu tēvs.
We are all the sons and daughters of Lord Rama.
Mēs vienkārši visi esam dēli un meitas, kunga Rāmas dēli un meitas.
So, naturally, he will be affectionate to us.
Un dabiskā veidā viņam ir spēcīgas jūtas attiecībā pret mums.
Especially if we hear about him and we bow down to him, we serve him, we try to remember him and love him, he will definitely give us all protection.
Un īpaši tad, ja mēs klausāmies par viņu, mēs atceramies viņu, mēs viņu priekšā krītam ceļos, noliesamies viņu priekšā, izrādām savu cieņu, tad viņš pilnīgi noteikti aizsargās mūs.
O king! And the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra were wonderful, like those of a baby elephant. In the assembly where Mother Sita was to choose her husband, in the midst of the heroes of this world, he broke the bow belonging to Lord Shiva. This bow was so heavy that it was carried by 300 men. But Lord Ramachandra bent it and strung it and broke it in the middle, just as a baby elephant breaks a piece of sugar cane. And thus the Lord achieved the hand of Mother Sita, who was equally as endowed with transcendental qualities of form, beauty, behavior, age, and nature. Indeed, she was the goddess of fortune, who constantly rests on the chest of the Lord. While returning from Sita's home after gaining her at the assembly of competitors, Lord Ramachandra met Parashuram. Although Parashuram was very proud, having rid the earth of the royal order 21 times, he was defeated by the Lord, who appeared to be a kshatriya of the royal order.
О царь, лилый господа Рамачандры столь чудесны, что напоминают игры слоненка. На состязании, где мать Сита выбирала себе мужа, он победил многих героев мира и сломал лук, принадлежащий господу Шиве. Лук этот был таким тяжелым, что его переносили 300 человек, но господь Рамачандра согнул его, натянув тетиву, и сломал пополам, как слоненок ломает стебель сахарного тростника. Так господь добился руки Ситадевы, чья красота, телосложение, манеры, возраст и нрав имели божественную природу. Сита была богиней процветания, которая всегда пребывает на груди Господа. Возвращаясь из дворца Ситы, где он завоевал ее руку, победив множество соперников, он повстречал Парашураму. Хотя Парашурама очень гордился тем, что 21 раз избавил землю от племени кшатриев, он потерпел поражение от Господа, который играл роль кшатрия, происходившего из знатного царского рода.
One thing to note so far in these verses that we've read at least four times so far Sita has been called Mother Sita. Sometimes some of the ladies in ISKCON complain that we do not want to be called Mother because that's an inferior derogatory word.
Un tie sievietes izkaunā, kas saka, mēs negribam, lai mūs sauc par mātēm, tāpēc, ka tas ir vārds, kura nozīme ir, nu, pazemina mūsu statusu.
But it appears they haven't read Prabhupāda's books sufficiently.
Bet izskatās, ka viņas nav pietiekoši lasījušas Prabhupāda's grāmatas.
Because here, the most exalted of all women, the goddess of fortune herself, the expansion of Srimati Radharani Sita Devi is being called Mother again and again and again.
Tāpēc, un lūk šeit, viscēlākā no visām sievietēm, kas ir Srimati Radharani ekspansija, kas ir uzplaukuma dieviete, viņa šeit atkal un atkal tiek saukta par Māti Sītu.
So if a lady is called mother, it's a very exalted title.
Un, ja sievieti sauc par māti, tad tas ir ļoti cēls tituls.
Even in the material society, that very pious Catholic lady She is called Mother Teresa, very exalted. She's considered very exalted lady in the material world, very famous exalted lady, Mother Teresa.
Un pat tā materiālajā pasaulē viena no slavenākajām sievietēm, kas ir kas pārstāv katolicismu, Māte Terēze.
The title mother is a very exalted word, a very very exalted, very respectful word.
Tad tas nozīmē, ka vārds Māte, tas ir cieņas pilns un ļoti augsts vārds, cēls vārds.
Just as the son is very, very devoted to his mother, this word mother means very, very an object of a person of great respect, who is worthy of great respect.
Tāpat kā, teiksim, dēls vēršās pie savas mātes kā mātes, tas ir cieņas pilns un respekta pilna vēršanās, un tātad vērsties pie kādas sievietes savu par māti, tas ir augstākais, kādu cieņu var izrādīt.
Text number 8. Carrying out the order of his father, who was bound by a promise to his wife, Lord Ramachandra left behind his kingdom, opulence, friends, well-wishers, residence, and everything else, just as a liberated soul gives up his life and went to the forest with Sita.
Исполняя волю отца, связанного обещанием, которое он дал своей жене, Господь Рамачандра расстался с царством, богатствами, друзьями, доброжелателями, домом и всем остальным, как расстается с жизнью освобожденная душа, и ушел вместе с Ситой в лес.
Purport. Maharaj Dasharath had three wives. One of them, Kaikeyi, served him very pleasingly, and he therefore wanted to give her a benediction. Kaikeyi, however, said that she would ask for the benediction when it was necessary. At the time of the coronation of Prince Ramachandra, Kaikeyi requested her husband to enthrone her son Bharat and send Ramachandra to the forest. Maharaj Dasharath, being bound by his promise, ordered Ramachandra to go to the forest according to the dictation of his beloved. And the Lord, as an obedient son, accepted the order immediately. He left everything without hesitation, just as a liberated soul or great yogi gives up his life without material attraction.
Комментарий. У Махараджи Дашарадхи было три жены. Одна из них, Кайкеи, служила ему с особой преданностью, поэтому он пообещал исполнить любое ее желание. Но Кайкеи сказала, что попросит о благословении тогда, когда будет необходимо. Во время коронации наследника Дашарадхи, Рамачандры, Кайкеи попросила своего мужа возвести на престол ее сына, Бхарату, и Рамачандру отослать в лес. Махараджа Дашарадха был связан обещанием, поэтому, уступив просьбе любимой жены, велел Рамачандре уйти в лес. Господь, как послушный сын, сразу же подчинился воле отца. Без колебания он оставил все, подобно тому, как освобожденная душа или великий йог без сожаления расстается с материальной жизнью.
While wandering in the forest, where he accepted a life of hardship, carrying his invincible bow and arrows in his hand, Lord Ramachandra deformed Ravana's sister, who was polluted with lusty desires, by cutting off her nose and ears. He also killed her 14,000 rakshasa friends headed by Kara, Trishura and Dushana.
Странствуя по лесу и ведя жизнь полную лишений, Господь носил с собой свой неотразимый лук и стрелы. Однажды он обезобразил обуреваемой похотью сестру Раваны, отрезав ей нос и уши. После этого он убил 14 тысяч ее друзей ракшасов, во главе которых стояли Кхара, Тришира и Душана.
O King Parikshit, when Ravana, who had 10 heads on his shoulders, heard about the beautiful and attractive features of Sita, his mind was agitated by lusty desires, and he went to kidnap her. To distract Lord Ramachandra from his ashrama, Ravana sent Maricha in the form of a golden deer. And when Lord Ramachandra saw that wonderful deer, he left his residence and followed it and finally killed it with a sharp arrow, just as Lord Shiva killed Daksha.
О царь Парикшит, когда Равана, носивший на плечах 10 голов, услышал о красоте и привлекательности Ситы, его ум загорелся вожделением, и он отправился в лес, чтобы похитить ее. Желая увести Господа Рамачандру подальше от ашрама, Равана послал Маричу, который обернулся золотым оленем. Увидев чудесного оленя, Господь Рамачандра покинул свое жилище и стал преследовать его. В конце концов, он убил оленя острой стрелой, как Господь Шива убил Дакшу.
So this Maricha was not very eager to be part of Ravana's dastardly or wicked plan.
Patiesībā šis Maricha nemaz negribēja būt par Ravanas tāda nejaukā, riebīgā plāna daļa.
So he could have told Ravana no, and then Ravana would have killed him.
Un, ja viņš, ja viņš pateikt, nē, Ravana viņu nogalinātu.
He could have told Ravana, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to distract. I'm not going to help you kidnap Sita. He could have told Ravana then.
Viņš varēja pateikt Ravanam, ka es negribu palīdzēt nolaupīt Situ.
And Ravana would have killed him.
Bet Ravana viņu tad varētu nogalināt.
So he was thinking, well, I can either be killed by Ram or by Ravana.
Un tad viņš domāja tā, vai nu mani nogalinās Rāma, vai nu mani nogalinās Ravana.
So better to be killed by Ram, so I'll do this.
Un labāk, lai mani nogalina Rāma, tāpēc es to darīšu.
This is called intelligence.
Un tas ir saprāts.
When Ramachandra entered the forest and Lakshmana was also absent, the worst of the Rakshasas, Ravana, kidnapped Sita Devi, the daughter of the king of Videha. Just as a tiger seizes unprotected sheep, when the shepherd is absent. Then Lord Ramachandra wandered in the forest with his brother Lakshman, as if very much distressed due to separation from his wife. Thus he showed by his personal example the condition of a person attached to women.
Когда Господь Рамачандра ушел в лес, а Лакшман отлучился, худший из ракшасов, Равана, похитил Ситадеви, дочь царя Видехи. Он схватил ее, как тигр хватает беззащитную овцу, когда рядом нет пастуха. После этого Господь Рамачандра вместе со своим братом Лакшманой долго бродил по лесу, убитый горем от разлуки с женой. Так он показал на своем примере, что бывает с мужчиной, привязанным к женщине.
Lord Ramachandra, whose lotus feet are worshipped by Lord Rama and Lord Shiva, had assumed the form of a human being. And thus he performed the funeral ceremony of Jutayu, who was killed by Ravana. The Lord then killed the demon named Kabanda. And after making friends with the monkey chiefs, killing Vali and arranging for the deliverance of Mother Sita, he went to the beach of the ocean, Purport. When Ravana kidnapped Sita, he was obstructed in the way by Jatayu, a large bird. But the powerful Ravana defeated Jatayu in the fight and cut his wing. When Ramachandra was searching for Sita, he found Jatayu almost dead and was informed that Sita had been carried off by Ravana. When Jatayu died, Lord Ramachandra did the duty of his son by performing the funeral ceremony, and then he made friends with the monkeys to deliver Sita Devi.
Господь Рамачандра, чьим лотосным стопом поклоняются Господь Брахма и Господь Шива, явился в облике человека. Он совершил погребальный обряд по Джитаю, которого убил Равана. После этого Господь уничтожил демона Кабанду, а потом, подружившийся с предводителями обезьян, убив Вали и подготовив освобождение Ситадеви, пришел на берег океана. Комментарий. Когда Равана похитил Ситу, путь ему преградила огромная птица по имени Джатаю. Но могучий Равана в битве победил Джатаю и отрубил ему крыло. Когда Рамачандра отправился на поиски Ситы, он нашел умирающего Джатаю и узнал от него, что Ситу унес Равана. После смерти Джатаю Господь Рамачандра взял на себя обязанности сына и совершил обряд погребения. Потом, чтобы освободить Ситу, он вступил в союз с обезьянами.
Just consider Jatayu.
Подумай про Jatayu.
An old bird.
That's potent.
Fighting against a powerful Rakshasa with 10 heads.
Kurš mēģina cīnīties ar Rakshasu, kuram ir 10 galvas.
It's a hopeless fight.
Tas ir pilnīgi bezcerīga cīņa.
Jatayu was sure to be killed in this fight.
Un Jatayus tika nogalināts šajā cīņā.
You may think, well, why even bother if he's not going to be successful in stopping Ravana? Why did he even try?
Un kāds varētu teikt, bet kāpēc, ja viņš saprata, ka viņam nav nekādu iespēju uzvarēt Ravanu, kāpēc vispār mēģināt to darīt?
But this is a great devotee of the Lord. Jatayu is a great, great devotee.
Bet viņš ir ļoti varens, ļoti liels kunga bakta, sakotājs.
Even though he was facing sure death at the hands of Ravana.
Un pat sastopoties ar pilnīgi drošu nāvi no Rāvanas.
Still he thought, let me try. I must try to save Sita Devi from this rascal.
Viņš vienalga domāja, es tomēr centīšos, es tomēr mēģināšu izglābt Sita Devi.
And what was the result?
Kāds bija rezultāts?
He lived long enough to tell Lord Ram where Sita had been taken. It was the very valuable information.
Viņam izdevās nodzīvot pietiekumuši ilgi, lai kungam Rāmam pateiktu, uz kurien tad Sita Devi tika aizvesta. Un tā bija ļoti svarīga informācija.
He was able to give the most important information to Lord Ram. Where has Sita been taken?
Viņam bija iespēja nodot vissvarīgāko informāciju, kur tika aizvesta Sita Devi.
And because of his sacrifice, because of his determination to try to serve the Lord, even though he was not equipped to fight with such a rakshasa.
Un pateicoties tieši viņa, tam, ka viņš ziedoja sevi, pateicoties viņa apņēmībai cīnīties, lai gan viņam nebija nekāda izreču.
His funeral ceremony was personally performed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Viņa vēru ceremoniju personiski organizēja Dieva augstākā personība.
Can you imagine his great good fortune?
Vai jūs varat iedomāties kādu svētību, kādu
that God himself performed his funeral ceremony.
Dievs personiski organizēja viņa bēru ceremoniju.
Who can estimate the great good fortune of Jatayu?
Kurš gan var novērtēt, cik kāda veiksme
he was not attached to his body. He was willing to die for the service of Sita Devi and Ram.
Viņš nebija pieķeries savam ķermenim, viņš vēlējās mirt kalpojot kungam.
Therefore, on this day of Lord Ramachandra's appearance,
tāpēc, šajā kunga Ramachandras atnākšanas
we dienā, not only worship Lord Ram,
mums ir jākalpo kungam Ramam,
but we worship this great devotee bird, Jatayu.
Bet kalpojam šim lieliskajam putnam Jatayu.
And as he is perfect in his love for God,
un tāpēc, ka viņš ir pilnīgs savā mīlestībā uz Dievu,
we beg that great pure devotee Jatayu to please bless us with pure love of God.
Mēs lūdzam šo varano lielisko baktu Jatayu, lūdz dāvā mums mīlestību uz Dievu.
After reaching the beach, Lord Ramachandra fasted for 3 days, awaiting the arrival of the ocean personified. When the ocean did not come, the Lord exhibited his pastimes of anger and simply by glancing over the ocean, all the living entities within it, including the crocodiles and sharks, were agitated by fear. Then the personified ocean fearfully approached Lord Ramachandra, taking all paraphernalia to worship him. Falling at the Lord's lotus feet, the personified ocean spoke as follows.
Господь Рамачандра постился 3 дня и ждал, когда сам океан перестанет перед ним. Но повелитель океана не пришел, поэтому Господь сделал вид, что он разгневан. Одним взглядом он привел в ужас всех океанских обитателей, включая крокодилов и акул. Трепещущий бог океана перестал перед Господом Рамачандрой. В руках он держал все необходимое для поклонения Господу. Он припал к лотосным стопам Шри Рамачандры и произнес такие слова.
О, all-pervading Supreme Person, we are dull-minded and did not understand who you are. But now we understand that you are the Supreme Person, the master of the entire universe, the unchanging and original personality of Godhead. The demigods are infatuated with the mode of goodness, the Prajapatis with the mode of passion, and the lord of ghosts with the mode of ignorance. But you are the master of all these qualities.
О, вездесущая верховная личность, я очень глуп, и потому не смог тебя узнать, но теперь я понял, что ты верховный Господь, владыка всей вселенной, неизменная, изначальная личность Бога. Полубоги объединены глупой гуной благости, праджапаты гуной страсти, а повелители духов гуной невежества. Ты же повелеваешь всеми этими качествами.
My Lord, you may use your water as you like. Indeed, you may cross it and go to the abode of Ravana, who is the great source of disturbance and crying for the three worlds. He is the son of Vishrava, but is condemned like urine. Please go kill him, and thus regain your wife, Sita Devi. O great hero, although my water presents no impediment to your going to Lanka, please construct a bridge over it to spread your transcendental fame. Upon seeing this wonderfully uncommon deed of your lordship, all the great heroes and kings in the future will glorify you.
О Господь, используй мою воду, как пожелаешь. Ты можешь пересечь меня и достичь обители Раваны, из-за которого стонут лишенные покоя жители всех трех миров. Он — сын мудреца Вишравы, но сам нечист, подобно моче. Пожалуйста, убей его и верни свою жену, Сита Деви. О, великий герой, хотя мои воды не способны помешать тебе достичь Ланки, пожалуйста, построй мост через них и возвестив всему миру о своей божественной славе. Видя твой удивительный подвиг, великие герои и цари будущего станут прославлять тебя.
This is an interesting point here now.
Дает интересный этот момент.
That bridge wasn't required.
Патриасива не важен, мастилд бывает.
The ocean was making arrangements that they could just walk over the ocean straight. There's no reason for the bridge.
Jo okeāns varēja izdarīt tā, ka varēja pāriet okeānam bez tilta.
So why make such a big endeavor for the bridge then if it's not necessary? The ocean is already saying you can walk over me and come.
Ja okeāns uzreiz saka, jā, tu vari pāriet man pāri, tad kāpēc viss nepieciešams tā, viss tā jāsgar tiltu būvēšana?
The ocean has already answered that question.
Un arī okeāns pats atbild šo te
to spread your transcendental fame.
Lai izplatītu tavu pārpasaulīgo slavu.
Well, you may say then why is it necessary to spread the transcendental fame of Lord Ram?
Tad jūs varat jautāt, kāpēc ir nepieciešams izplatīt pārpasaulīgo kunga Rāmas slavu?
In the material world, people want to spread their fame for different purposes.
Materiālajā pasaulē cilvēki izplata savu slavu dažādiem iemesliem.
Just like a rock star, he wants to spread his fame so he can sell more CDs or more MP3s.
Rock zvaigznes izplata savu slavu, lai vairāk varētu pārdot ierakstus.
Or so he can puff up his ego by, you know, giving a concert for 30,000 people.
Arī viņš varētu, viņš arī, viņa ego kļūst arvien lielāks, ja viņš 30,000 cilvēku priekšā uzstājas.
But Lord Ram has no, you know, rock star ego mania.
Bet kungam Rāvam nebija rock zvaigznes ego mani.
Why would he need to spread his fame?
Kāpēc gan viņam vajadzētu, lai viņu slavu izplata?
He doesn't need to spread his fame.
Viņam nav nepieciešama izplatīt.
So why should his fame be spread?
Kāpēc gan viņa slava jāizplatās?
That is for our benefit.
Tas tāpēc, lai mums par labu būtu tas.
Because what does a famous person mean?
Ko nozīmē populāra personība.
It means everybody's talking about him.
Tas nozīmē, ka katrs par viņu runā.
Everybody's hearing about him.
Katrs klausās par viņu.
Everyone's thinking about him.
Katrs domā par viņu.
I remember when the Beatles became famous back in the 60s.
Es atceros, ka 60s, kad Beatles kļuva slaveni.
No one had ever heard of the Beatles.
Neviens nebija dzirdējis par Beatlesiem.
But then all of a sudden they became the most famous phenomenon that had ever hit America.
Bet tad pēkšņi viņi kļuva par lielāko fenomenu, kas jebkad bija sasniedzis Ameriku.
I remember riding home on the bus from school. And all the girls were just talking about Beatles, 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 Beatles. Which one do you like the best? I like John the best.
Kas tev labāk patīk? Man Johns labāk patīk.
No, I like George is the best.
Bet man labāk George.
That's why they're debating, is
tāds debats notiek autobusā.
Beatle katā going on. Beatles, 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 Beatles.
Beatle katā.
So, if somebody is famous and everybody's always talking about them.
Kāds ir slavens, tad cilvēki par viņu nepārtraukti runā.
They're always thinking about them.
Nepārtraukti domā par viņu.
So the more God becomes famous.
Jo vairāk Dievs kļūst slavens.
That is the benefit for the people in this world.
Tā ir svētība, tā ir ieguvums visiem cilvēkiem pasaules.
So the ocean has had this very good realization.
Un okeānam bija šī ļoti svarīgā realizācija.
That Lord Ram should become more and more famous.
Ka kungam Rāmam ir jākļūst vēl un vēl slavenākam.
This was the ocean's idea that this bridge should be constructed, you see.
Tā bija okeāna ideja uzbūvēt tiltu.
Even though it wasn't necessary.
Jo pat tas nebija vajadzīgs.
It's a show, actually.
Patiesībā tas ir show.
They could just walk straight on the water, like Jesus walked on the water.
Viņš varēja mierīgi iet pa ūdens virs, tāpat kā Jēzus staigāja pa ūdens virs.
This stone bridge wasn't required.
Nevajadzēja nekādu akmens tiltu.
But it's really good for becoming famous.
Bet tas ir ļoti labs, lai kļūtu slavens.
So in this way, it was the ocean had this idea, it's like a Rāmas publicist.
Un tad okeāns darbojās šajā gadījumā kā Rāmas tāds PR cilvēks, jā,
if you can build this stone bridge across me, then you'll become even more famous.
Ja tu uzbūvēsi akmens tiltu pāri okeānam, tad tu kļūsi vēl slavenāks.
So you please do that, you make a stone bridge to cross me.
Lūdzu, tu uzbūvi akmens tiltu.
There's so many wonderful points in these past times, it's amazing.
Apbrīnojumu tādu aspektu šajās te kunga spēlēs ir apbrīnojumi.
Do you know how long we could go on discussing Ram Lila and going deeper and deeper into it and getting newer and newer lights of realization? You know how long we could do that for?
Jūs zināt, cik ilgi mēs varam diskutēt, apspriest kunga Rāmas Lila un būt ar vien jaunas un jaunas realizācijas?
What do you think?
Kā jūs domājat, cik ilgi mēs to varam darīt?
1 hour?
1 stundu?
2 hours?
2 stundas?
3 hours?
3.
1 year?
Gadu.
Million years?
Miljons gadu.
How about for all of eternity?
Kā būtu visu mūžību?
That is the answer.
Un tāda ir atbilde.
So lock the doors.
Tā aizslēdz durvis.
And we will stay here for all of eternity. Are you ready?
Mēs paliksim šeit mūžību, vai es esmu gatavs?
To get everything. And just stay here for all of eternity and talk about Ram.
Es esmu gatavs,
Would you said you give up everything?
Are you ready to give up everything?
No. What I just didn't hear what you said.
Like, are you ready to give up everything and stay here forever in this
room?
And we will just talk about Lord Ram. Hear about Lord Ram. Meditate on Lord Ram. Pray for Ram's protection. Are you prepared to sit here for all of eternity? That is called bhakti.
To sauc bhakti.
That is called devotee.
Un to sauc par bhaktu.
Whatever Krishna wants.
Viss, ko Krishna vēlas.
One time Prabhupāda shocked his disciples.
Grace Prabhupāda nošokēja savus skolniekus.
They were going on a walk in the forest in India.
Viņi gāja pastaigāties uz mežu Indijā.
And Prabhupāda said, I think now that all of my disciples, they should live in the forest.
Un Prabhupāda pēkšņi teica, es domāju, ka visiem maniem skolniekiem vajadzētu dzīvot mežā.
And then once a week they can go to the village and beg some alms.
Un reizi nedēļā viņi var doties tad uz ciematu un paprasīt kādus ziedojumus.
I think now all my disciples should do this.
Es domāju, ka tagad visiem maniem skolniekiem vajadzētu tā rīkoties.
And all the devotees got scared.
Visi bhaktas novijās.
Except for Lokanāth Swami.
Izņemot Lokanāth Swami.
Because he's from the Indian villages.
Tāpēc, ka viņš no Indijas ciemata.
But then Prabhupāda didn't make us do them.
Bet Prabhupāda nelika viņiem to darīt.
But we should be prepared.
Bet mums jābūt gatavi.
That whatever my spiritual master orders,
lai ko arī mans garīgais skolotājs
I'm prepared to do that. He orders me now to give up everything and sit down and hear about Ram Lila for all of eternity. I'm ready. One should take the order of one's spiritual master as one's very life and soul.
Un cilvēkam ir jāpieņem savu garīgā skolotāja norādījumu kā pašu svarīgāko un galveno.
That is the meaning of disciple.
Un tāda arī ir jēga tam, kur vārdam skolnieks.
Do not take guru as a pet.
Neatiecieties pret guru kā pret mājdzīvnieku.
That who I got, you know, I got my guru, you got your guru. It's like, well, I've got a German shepherd, you've got a beagle, you know, not like them.
Man ir mans guru, tev ir tavs guru, līdzīgi kā vienam ir vācu aitasuns, otram ir beagles.
Guru means where you fully surrender. That is guru.
Guru nozīmē, ka tu esi pilnībā uzticējis sevi guru.
If you're not willing to fully surrender, do not take guru.
Ja jūs nevēlaties sevi pilnībā uzticēt guru, nepieņemiet guru.
Do not make a show of being a disciple.
Netaisiet show no tā, ka jūs esat skolnieks.
Because show about a disciple, he does not go back to Godhead.
Tāpēc, ka tie, kas sevi tikai izrāda par tādiem, viņi neatgriežas atpakaļ pie Dieva.
Show battle disciple remains in this material world.
Un tie, kas ir, show battle nozīmē, ka tās ir tās pudeles, kas ir izliktas kā et, viņas ir tukšas patiesībā, bet ko izliek skatlogos.
To become qualified to go back to Godhead, one must be completely sold out servant of one's Guru Maharaj.
Un tāda cilvēka, tāda šīs reklāmas pudeles neatgriežas atpakaļ pie Dievu, lai atgrieztos atpakaļ ir pilnībā jāvelta sevi uz savam Guru Maharaj.
Sister Srila Prabhupada was the totally sold out servant of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Līdzīgi kā Srila Prabhupada pilnībā bija uzticējis sevi savam skolotājam Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati.
Meanwhile, back in Ram Lila, Shukadev Goswami said, after constructing a bridge over the ocean by throwing into the water the peaks of mountains whose trees and other vegetation had been shaken by the hands of great monkeys, Lord Ramachandra went to Lanka to release Sita Devi from the clutches of Ravana. With the direction and help of Vibhishan, Ravan's brother, the Lord, along with the monkey soldiers headed by Sugriva, Nila, and Hanuman, entered Ravana's kingdom, Lanka, which had previously been burnt by Hanuman.
Shukadeva Goswami сказал, тогда с помощью могучих обезьян, которые бросали в воду целые горные вершины, сотрясая растущие на них деревья и прочую растительность, Господь Рамачандра построил мост через океан и переправился на Ланку, чтобы вызволить Ситу из рук Раваны. В сопровождении указавшего ему путь Вибхишаны, брат Раваны, Господь вместе с войском обезьян, во главе которого стоял Сугрива, Нила и Хануман, вступил в Ланку, царство Раваны, сожженное до этого Хануманом.
When that Hanuman went to on a scouting mission to find Sita Devi, he was captured by Ravana and his forces.
Viņu notiera Ravanas cilvēki.
In warfare, a messenger is sent back to his generally they don't kill the messenger, they release him and send him back.
Karā ir pieņems, ka ja šādu te sūtni noķer, tad viņu sūta atpakaļ.
So he is released.
Viņu atlaiž.
After being captured, but they set fire to his tail.
Viņu atlaida, bet tas, ko viņi izdarīja, viņi pielaida uguni viņu astē.
So, understanding the mood of his Master Lord Ram,
un saprotot sava kunga Rāmas noskaņojumu,
that mood of anger that Ram had against Ravana,
to niknumu, to naidu, kas Rāmam bija attiecībā pret Ravanu,
what did he do with that fiery tail?
Ko tad izdarīja Hanumāns ar šo savu degošo asti?
He set the whole city of Lanka on fire.
Viņš aizdzināja visu Lankas pilsētu.
That was his parting gesture. before he headed back to So I want you to understand the purpose of one's spiritual master. He was ordered to find Sita. Was he ordered to burn Lanka? But he understood the innermost desire of his spiritual master. Just like our Srila Prabhupada. He was ordered to spread this Krishna consciousness movement of the English speaking world.
Viņam tika dos norādījums izplatīt Krišnas apziņu angliski runājošajās valstīs.
Hand me that book. Is this English?
Vai tas ir angliski?
This Latvian or Russian?
Russian.
This is Russian.
Tas ir krieviski.
Prabhupada understood the mission, the inner purpose of Bhaktisiddhanta's order to spread to the English-speaking world.
Šrila Prabhupāda saprata, kāds tad ir iekšējā Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvatā, kur viņa skolotāja vēlme. Tad, kad viņš teica, viņam deva šo norādījumu izplatīt to Krišnas mācību angliski runājušajās zemēs.
He did not think like that famous pastime List Das. There's a famous story about the disciples who would only do what was on the list.
Ir tātad viņš nebija tā kā tie skolnieki, kas seko tikai tam, kas ir uzrakstīts uz papīra priekšā tādam noteiktam sarakstam.
They had no intelligence.
Viņiem nav saprāta.
They were traveling with their Guru Maharaj. He was riding on a horse and they were walking along with him.
Tad ir tāds slavens stāsts par to, kā skolnieks ceļojas kopā ar savu Guru Maharaju, kurš jāja uz zirga.
And the spiritual master's hat fell off.
Un garīgā skolotāja cepure nokrita.
And nobody picked it up.
Neviens to nepacēla.
Then he said, well, why nobody picked it up?
Un skolotājs teica, kāpēc neviens cepuri nepacēla?
And they said, Guru Maharaj, you didn't tell us to pick it up.
Un teica, bet jūs taču neteicāt mums cepuri pacelt.
He said, what kind of disciples are you? You don't have any intelligence.
Kas tad jūs esat par skolniekiem? Jūs nemaz saprātināt.
Do I have to give you a list of everything that you're supposed to do and not to do?
Par visu, kas jums ir būt jādara?
He said, yes, Guru Maharaj, we are not very intelligent. Give us a list.
Mēs neesam īpaši saprātīgi. Lūdzu, uzrakstiet mums uz papīra.
Everything we're supposed to do and everything we're not supposed to do.
Viss, kas mums jādara un viss, kas mums nav jādara.
So he wrote on a list, if something drops, pick it up. So as they were going along the way, the horse passed stool. And the stupid disciples, they're picking up the stool of the horse to give to Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj think, what sort of disciples are these? So anyway, he gave a complete list. He said, don't pick up horse stool. he gave a complete list. And then as they were going further along, there was a low-lying branch. And it knocked the spiritual master off the horse. So the stupid disciples, they looked on the list. Is Guru Maharaj on the list or not? And because he wasn't on the list, they didn't pick him up. So this is called List Das. He's not the servant of his spiritual master, but he's the service of the servant of the list.
Viņš tad nekalpo savam skolotājiem, viņš kalpo šiem sarakstam.
So Prabhupada was not a list das, that Guru Maharaj didn't tell me to spread to Russian, he only said English.
Tātad Prabhupada nebija šīs saraksta das, man skolotājs man neko neteica par krievu valodu, tāpēc es...
He understood the innermost desire of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati.
Viņš saprata šo savu skolotāju iekšējo vēlmi.
In the same way, Hanuman understood the innermost desire of Lord Ram.
Un tādā pašā veidā Hanumāns saprata dziļāko kunga Rāmas vēlmi.
Burning Lanka was not on the list.
Lankas nodedzināšana nebija sarakstā.
But Lord Ram was really pleased with him.
Bet kungs Rāma bija ļoti apmierināts ar Hanumānu.
So one should understand the innermost desire of the spiritual master. That is first class servant.
Un pirmklasīgs kalps ir tas, kurš saprot visdziļāko savu skolotāju vēlmi.
Not that he has to be told every little thing, do this, do that, do this, don't do that, not like them.
Ne tā, ka katra mazākā lieta ir jāsaka, dari to, nedari šito.
The first class servant understands the mood of the spiritual master and understands how to please the spiritual master in all circumstances.
Pirmklasīgs kalps saprot, kāds ir skolotāja noskaņojums un kā iepriecināt skolotāju jebkuros apstākļos.
In this connection, Hanuman is an ideal example.
Un šajā sakarā Hanumāns ir ideāls piemērs.
After entering Lanka, the monkey soldiers led by chiefs like Sugriva, After entering Lanka, the monkey soldiers led by chiefs like Sugriva, Nila, and Hanuman occupied all the sporting houses, granaries, treasuries, palace doorways, city gates, assembly houses, palace funnaces, and even the resting houses of the pigeons. When the city's crossroads, platforms, flags, and golden water pots on its domes were all destroyed, the entire city of Lanka appeared like a river disturbed by a herd of elephants.
Paidzāv Lanku, vojni abizjāni во главе с Угривой, Милой и Хануманом наводнили весь город. Они заняли все места увеселений, амбары, сокровищницы, ворота, порталы, дома собраний, фасады домов и даже голубиные гнезда. Когда городские перекрестки, башни, флаги и золотые сосуды на куполах были разрушены, весь город Ланка стал напоминать реку, взбаламученную стадом слонов.
When Ravana, the master of the Rakshasas, saw the disturbances created by the monkey soldiers, he called for Nikumba, Kumba, Dumraksha, Durmukha, Sarantaka, Narantaka, and other Rakshasas, and also his own son, Indrajit. Thereafter he called for Prahasta, Atikaya, Vikapana, and finally Kumbhakarna. Then he induced all his followers to fight against the enemies.
Когда Раван, повелитель Ракшасов, увидел, что творят воины-обезьяны, он призвал на бой Никумху, Кумху, Думракшу, Дурмукху, Сурантаку, Нарантаку и других Ракшасов, а также своего сына Индраджита. Потом он вызвал Прастху, Антикаю, Викампану и, наконец, Кумбхакарну. Вслед за этим он созвал всех своих сторонников и отправил их биться с врагом.
Lord Ramachandra, surrounded by Lakshmana and monkey soldiers like Sugriva, Hanuman, Gandamada, Nila, and Gadajambavan and Panasa, attacked the soldiers of the Rakshasas, who were fully equipped with various invincible weapons like swords, lances, bows, prasas, rishti, shakti arrows, kagdas, and tumaras.
Господь Рамачандра вместе с Лакшманой и воинами-обезьянами, Сугривой, Хануманом, Ганхамадой, Нилой, Ангадой, Джамбаваном и Панасой и другими вступил в бой с войском ракшасов, которые до зубов были вооружены неотразимым оружием разного рода – мечами, пиками, луками, прасами, ришти, стрелами шакти, Хадагми и Тамарами.
Ангада and the other commanders of the soldiers of Ramachandra faced the elephants, infantry, horses, and chariots of the enemy and hurled against them big trees, mountain peaks, clubs, and arrows. Thus the soldiers of Lord Ramachandra killed Ravana's soldiers who had lost all good fortune because Ravana had been condemned by the anger of Mother Sita.
Ангада и другие военачальники армии Рамачандры столкнулись в бою с пешими воинами, слонами, лошадьми и колесницами и стали забрасывать их большими деревьями, макушками гор и палицами и стрелами. Так воины Господа Рамачандры разгромили войско Раваны, которое было обречено на поражение из-за того, что гнев Сита-деви навлек проклятие на голову Раваны.
It's interesting, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that Ravana's soldiers were equipped with the weapons of modern warfare.
Это интересный комментарий в Шрила Прабхупада сказал, что Раванас Караспек был оборудован мусульманским оружием.
But the monkeys were only throwing stones, mountains, peaks, and trees.
But что теперь? Ведь они только, они мета корпус, калну вирсуотнес, акменес.
There was only two warriors on the side of Ram who were able to shoot some arrows. Only two warriors.
Tikai divi karotāji Ramas pusē bija, kas bija spējīgi šaut bultas.
You know who those two warriors were?
Jūs zināt, kas tie bija divi?
Lord Ram and Lakshman. That's it.
Kungs Rāma un Lakshmans.
Everybody else was just throwing stones and boulders and twig, you know, branches like that and something.
Visi pārējie tikai met akmeņus vai milzīgus akmeņus.
So how is it then that a bunch of monkeys throwing stones and peaks and trees could defeat these rakshasas who had all the weapons of modern warfare? How is it possible?
Kā tas ir iespējams, ka šie mērķi, kas varēja tikai mētāt akmeņus un kokus, varēja sakaut rakshasas, kuriem bija ieroči, kas pielīdzinā mūsu laika ieročiem?
Now, during this revolution going on in Libya, the rebels are complaining that we don't have the weapons sufficient to defeat Gaddafi.
Libijā tagad notiek tās atcelšanās, un tie nemiernieki, viņi sūdzās, ka viņiem nav pietiekami daudz ieroču, lai sakautu Gaddafi.
And they are requesting NATO to supply them with modern weapons.
Un viņi prasa, lai NATO apgādā viņus ar moderniem ieročiem.
But here the monkeys, they didn't need to make any requests for modern weapons.
Bet šeit mērķiem vispār nav vajadzīgi nekād pieprasīt modernus ieročus.
Prabhupada explains there's two kinds of strength, daiva and purushakara.
Un Prabhupada izskaidro, ka ir divi veidi spēks, daiva un purushakara.
Daiva is spiritual energy.
Daiva tā ir, tas ir garīgais spēks.
Purushakara is material energy.
Un purushakara, tā ir materiālā enerģija.
So the one who has spiritual energy, actually he is more powerful than the one who has material energy.
Tas, kuram ir garīgā enerģija, tas daudz varenāks nekā tas, kuram tikai materiālā.
Next text.
Nākamais teksts.
Thereafter, when Ravana, the king of the Rakshasas, observed that his soldiers had been lost, he was extremely angry. Thus he mounted his airplane, which was decorated with flowers, and proceeded toward Lord Ramachandra, who sat on the effulgent chariot brought by Matali, the chariot driver of Indra. Then Ravana struck Lord Ramachandra with sharp arrows.
Когда Равана, царь Ракшаса, увидел, что его войско разбито, он пришел в ярость. Взойдя на украшенный цветами воздушный корабль, он направился к Господу Рамачандре, который восседал на сияющей колеснице, управляемой Матали, возничьем Индры.
Lord Ramachandra said to Ravana.
Полетев Равана, стал осыпать Господа Рамачандру градом острых стрел.
Lord Ramachandra said to Ravana, "You were the most abominable of the man-eaters. Indeed, you were like their stool. You resemble a dog, for as a dog steals eatables from the kitchen in the absence of the householder, in my absence you kidnap my wife Sita Devi. Therefore, as Yamaraj punishes sinful men, I shall also punish you. You are the most abominable, sinful, and shameless. Today, therefore, I, whose attempt never fails, shall punish you."
Господь Рамачандра сказал Раване, «Ты самый мерзкий из людоедов. Ты подобен их испражнениям. Ты похож на собаку, ибо собака ворует из кухни еду, пока хозяин отлучился. Так и ты похитил мою жену Сита-деви, когда меня не было рядом. За это я покараю тебя, как Ямараджа карает грешников. Ты – бессовестный грешник, поэтому сегодня я, чьи усилия никогда не бывают бесплодны, непременно накажу тебя».
After thus rebuking Ravana, Lord Ramachandra fixed an arrow to his bow, aimed at Ravana, and released the arrow which pierced Ravana's heart like a thunderbolt. Upon seeing this, Ravana's followers raised a tumultuous sound, crying, "Alas! Alas! What has happened? What has happened?" As Ravana, vomiting blood from his 10 mouths, fell from his airplane, just as a pious man falls to earth from the heavenly planets when the results of his pious activities are exhausted.
Отчитав Равану, Господь Рамачандра положил стрелу на тетиву своего лука, прицелился и выпустил эту стрелу, которая, подобно молнии, поразила сердце демона. Увидев это, подчиненные Раваны огласили воздух криками: «Горе нам! Горе! Какая беда!» Между тем Равана, изрыгая кровь всеми 10 ртами, рухнул с воздушного корабля на землю, подобно тому, как благочестивый человек, истощивший запас своих благих дел, падает с райской планеты обратно на землю.
Thereafter, all the women whose husbands had fallen in the battle, headed by Mandodari, the wife of Ravana, came out of Lanka. Continuously crying, they approached the dead bodies of Ravana and the other Rakshasas.
После этого Мандодари, жена Раваны, и остальные женщины, чьи мужья пали в бою, вышли из города Ланки. Безутешно рыдая, они приблизились к мертвым телам Раваны и других Ракшасов.
Striking their breasts in affliction because their husbands had been killed by the arrows of Lakshmana, the women embraced their respective husbands and cried piteously in voices appealing to everyone.
Их мужья погибли от стрел Лакшманы, и теперь эти женщины в великом горе били себя в грудь, обнимали тела своих супругов и жалобно причитали.
О, my Lord, о, Master, you epitomized trouble for others, and therefore you were called Ravana. But now you have been defeated, and we are also defeated, for without you the state of Lanka has been conquered by the enemy. To whom will it go for shelter?
О, мой господин, о, повелитель, ты заставлял всех страдать, поэтому тебя прозвали Раваной. Сейчас, когда ты повержен, мы повержены вместе с тобой, ибо без тебя враг завоевал Ланку. Кто теперь ее защитит?
О, greatly fortunate one, you came under the influence of lusty desires, and therefore you cannot understand the influence of Mother Sita. Now, because of her curse, you have been reduced to this state, having been killed by Lord Ramachandra.
О, баловень судьбы, охваченный вожделением, ты не смог по достоинству оценить могущество Ситы. Проклятый ею, ты утратил все величие и погиб от руки Господа Рамачандры.
Шрила Прабхупада explains in his purport, not only was Mother Sita powerful, but any woman who follows in the footsteps of Mother Sita can also become similarly powerful. There are many instances of this in the history of Vedic literatures. Whenever we find a description of ideal chaste women, Mother Sita is among them. Mandodari, the wife of Ravana, was also very chaste. Similarly, Draupadi was one of five exalted chaste women. As a man must follow the great personalities like Brahma and Narada, a woman must follow the path of such ideal women as Sita, Mandodari, and Draupadi. By staying chaste and faithful to her husband, a woman enriches herself with supernatural power. It is a moral principle that one should not be influenced by lusty desire for another's wife. Matravat paradareshu. An intelligent person must look upon another's wife as being like his mother. This is a moral injunction from Chanakya Shlokya 10. Matravat paradareshu paradraveshu lostravat atmavat sarvabhuteshu ya pashyati sapanditaha. One who considers another's wife as his mother, another's possessions as a lump of dirt, and treats all the living beings as he would himself, is considered to be learned. Thus Ravana was condemned not only by Lord Ramachandra, but even by his own wife, Mandodari. Because she was a chaste woman, she knew the power of another chaste woman, especially such a wife as Mother Sita Devi.
Комментарий. Не только Сита обладает могуществом, но любая женщина, которая следует по ее стопам, тоже становится такой же могущественной. Тому есть много примеров в ведических писаниях. Но всякий раз, когда в них заходит речь об идеальной целомудренной женщине, упоминается имя матери Сиды. Мандодари, жена Раваны, тоже была очень целомудренной. Драупади также входила в число пяти самых целомудренных женщин. Если мужчина должен следовать примеру таких великих душ, как Брахма и Нарада, то женщинам нужно идти по стопам таких идеальных жен, как Сита, Мандодари и Драупади. Храня целомудрие и оставаясь верной своему мужу, женщина обретает невероятное, сверхъестественное могущество. Правило морали гласит, что мужчина не должен с вожделением смотреть на чужих жен. Разумный мужчина относится к чужой жене, как к своей матери. Этот совет содержится в Чаньяка-шлоке. Того, кто относится к чужой жене, как к своей матери, к чужому имуществу, как к мусору на улице, а к другим живым существам, как к самому себе, считают по-настоящему образованным человеком. Таким образом, Равану осудил не только Господь Рамачандра, но и сама жена Раваны, Мандодари. Поскольку она была целомудренной, ей было известно, какой силой обладает любая целомудренная женщина, особенно такая, как Сита-деви.
О, pleasure of the Rakshasa dynasty! Because of you, the state of Lanka and also we ourselves now have no protector. By your deeds, you have made your body fit to be eaten by vultures and your soul fit to go to hell.
О, радость рода Ракшасов! Из-за тебя царство Ланки, и мы сами остались без защиты. Своими поступками ты заслужил, чтобы твое тело съели стервятники, а душа твоя отправилась в ад.
Shri Shukadev Goswami said, Vibhishana, the pious brother of Ravana and devotee of Lord Ramachandra, received approval from Lord Ramachandra, the king of Kosala. Then he performed the prescribed funeral ceremonies for his family members to save them from the path to hell.
Shri Shukadev Goswami сказал, Vibhishana, благочестивый брат Раваны и преданный Господ Рамачандры, и спросив разрешение Шри Рамы, царя Акошалы, совершил необходимые погребальные обряды для всех своих родственников, чтобы спасти их от ада.
Thereafter, Lord Ramachandra found Sita Devi sitting in a small cottage beneath the tree named Sangshapa in the forest of Ashoka trees. She was lean and thin, being aggrieved because of separation from him.
После этого Господь Рамачандра отыскал Сита-деви, которая сидела в хижине под деревом Шимшапа, в роще из деревьев Ашока. Она вся исхудала от горя и разлуки с любимым мужем.
Seeing his wife in that condition, Lord Ramachandra was very compassionate. When Ramachandra came before her, she was exceedingly happy to see her beloved, and her lotus-like mouth showed her joy.
Увидев свою жену в таком состоянии, Господь Рамачандра проникся к ней состраданием. Когда он подошел к ней, она безмерно обрадовалась тому, что снова видит своего возлюбленного, и ее, подобно лотосу, лицо просияло от счастья.
After giving Vibhishan the power to rule the Rakshasa population of Lanka for the duration of one kalpa, Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan, placed Sita Devi on an airplane decorated with flowers and then got on the plane himself. The period for his having lived in the forest having ended, the Lord returned to Ayodhya accompanied by Hanuman, Sugriva and his brother Lakshmana.
Поручив Вибхишане править ракшасами на Ланке на протяжении одной кальпы, Господь Рамачандра, верховная личность Бога, Бхагаван, посадил Сита-деви на воздушный корабль, украшенный цветами, и взошел на него сам. Когда время его жизни в лесу подошло к концу, он вернулся в Айодху вместе с Хануманом, Сугривой и братом Лакшманой.
When Lord Ramachandra returned to his capital, Ayodhya, he was greeted on the road by the princely order, who showered his body with beautiful fragrant flowers, while great personalities like Lord Brahma and other demigods glorified the activities of the Lord in great jubilation.
По пути в Айодху Господь Рамачандра господа Рамачандру приветствовали представители царских родов, осыпавшие его дивными ароматными цветами. А великие повелители Вселенной, такие как Господь Брахма и другие полубоги, с ликованием славили подвиги Господа.
Upon reaching Ayodhya, Lord Ramachandra heard that in his absence his brother Bharat was eating barley cooked in the urine of a cow, covering his body with the bark of trees, wearing matted locks of hair and lying on a mattress of kusha. The most merciful Lord very much lamented this.
Достигнув Айодхи, Господь Рамачандра узнал, что все время, пока его здесь не было, брат Рамачандры, Бхарата, питался ячменем, сваренным на моче коровы, одевался в древесную кору, не расчесывал и не стриг волосы и спал на подстилке из травы куша. Это известие повергло всемилостивого Господа в глубокую печаль.
When Lord Bharata understood that Lord Ramachandra was returning to the capital Ayodhya, he immediately took upon his own head Lord Ramachandra's wooden shoes and came out from his camp at Nandigram. Lord Bharata was accompanied by ministers, priests, and other respectable citizens, by professional musicians vibrating pleasing musical sounds, and by learned brahmanas loudly chanting Vedic hymns. Following in the procession were chariots drawn by beautiful horses and with harnesses of golden rope. These chariots were decorated by flags with golden embroidery and by other flags of various sizes and patterns. There were soldiers bedecked with golden armor, servants bearing betel nut, and many well-known and beautiful prostitutes. Many servants followed on foot, bearing an umbrella, whisks, different grades of precious jewels and other paraphernalia befitting a royal reception. Accompanied in this way, Lord Bharat, his heart softened in ecstasy and his eyes full of tears, approached Lord Ramachandra and fell at his lotus feet with great ecstatic love.
Когда Господь Бхарата услышал, что Рамачандра возвращается в Айодху, он тут же возложил на голову деревянные сандалии Шри Рамачандры и вышел навстречу ему из своего обиталища в Нандиграме. Бхарату окружала свита из министров, жрецов и почтенных жителей царства, а также искусных музыкантов, игравших сладкозвучную музыку, и ученых брахманов, громко певших ведические гимны. Они ехали на колесницах, запряженных великолепными лошадьми в золотой упряжи. Колесницы были украшены расшитыми золотом флагами разного вида и размеров. Следом шествовали воины в золотых доспехах, слуги, несшие орехи бетеля, и прославленные красавицы-куртизанки. Слуги, которые шли пешком, несли зонтики, опахала, драгоценные камни и прочую атрибутику, и прочие атрибуты, которыми положено встречать царя. Окруженный этой свитой Господь Бхарата, сердцем растаявшим от радости и с глазами полными слез, подошел к Господу Рамачандре и в восторге любви припал к его лотосным стопам.
After offering the wooden shoes before Lord Ramachandra, Lord Bharat stood with folded hands, his eyes full of tears, and Lord Ramachandra bathed Bharat with tears while embracing him with both arms for a long time. Accompanied by Mother Sita and Lakshmana, Lord Ramachandra then offered his respectful obeisances unto the learned Brahmins and elderly persons in the family, and all the citizens of Ayodhya offered their respectful obeisances unto the Lord.
Поставив перед Господом Рамачандрой его деревянные сандалии, Бхарата встал со сложенными руками. Глаза его были полны слез. Господь Рамачандра обнял Бхарата обеими руками и долго не отпускал его, орошая брата слезами. Потом вместе с Ситой и Лакшманой Господь Рамачандра выразил глубокое почтение ученым брахманам и старшим членам семьи, а жители Айодхи выразили свое почтение Господу.
I will jump to text 50. Being pleased with the full surrender and submission of Lord Bharat, Lord Ramachandra then accepted the throne of the state. He cared for the citizens exactly like a father, and the citizens, being fully engaged in their occupational duties of varna and ashrama, accepted him as their father.
текст 50. Довольный безраздельной верностью и покорностью Бхараты, Господь Рамачандра взошел на трон и стал править царством. Он по-отечески заботился о подданных, а они, занятые выполнением обязанностей, которые соответствовали их варне Рашнаму, относились к нему как к своему отцу.
Lord Ramachandra became king during the Treta Yuga, but because of his good government, the age was like such a yuga. Everyone was religious and completely happy.
Господь Рамачандра стал царем в Трета Югу, но под влиянием его совершенного правления Трета Юга стала похожа на Сатья Югу. Каждый человек в его царстве был благочестив и счастлив.
Just as Lord Ram was able to make the Satya Yuga present in the Treta Yuga by his good government. This Krishna consciousness movement in the form of ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Is meant for bringing the Satya Yuga in the Kali Yuga.
Viņi ir radīti tam, lai Kali Yugas laikā iestātos Satya Yuga.
O Maharaj Parikshit, best of the Bharat dynasty, during the reign of Lord Ramachandra, the forests, the rivers, the hills and mountains, the states and seven islands and the seven seas were all favorable in supplying the necessities of life for all living beings.
O Maharaj Parikshit, o лучший из потомков Бхараты, во время правления Господа Рамачандры леса, реки, холмы и горы, государства, семь островов и семь морей щедро дарили все необходимое для жизни всех обитателей земли.
When Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was king of this world, all bodily and mental suffering, disease, old age, bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear and fatigue were completely absent. There was even no death for those who did not want it.
Когда Господь Рамачандра, верховная личность Бога, правил миром, никто не ведал страданий, причиняемых телом и умом. Никто не болел, не старел, не знал утрат, печали, бедствий, страха и усталости. И даже смерть не постигала тех, кто не хотел умирать.
Lord Ramachandra took a vow to accept only one wife and have no connection with any other women. He was a saintly king, and everything in his character was good, untinged by qualities like anger. He taught good behavior for everyone, especially for householders, in terms of Varnashram Dharma. Thus, he taught the general principle, the general public, by his personal activities.
Господь Рамачандра дал обет иметь только одну жену и не связывать себя с другими женщинами. Он был святым царем с безукоризненными качествами. У него не было даже тени гнева или иных пороков. Господь Рамачандра обучал всех, особенно семейных людей, как соблюдать традиции варнашрама дхармы, и учил он этому на собственном примере.
Note here that his vow was to have one wife and no connection with other women.
Ибо jūs ievērojat, ka kungs Rāma deva solījumu, ka viņam būs tikai viena sieva un nebūs nekādas attiecības ar citām sievietēm.
Not that, well, I'm a married man, so now I can have close friendships with so many women. No.
Tas nav tā, ka tagad es esmu precēts vīrs, un man var būt tieši attiecības ar citām sievietēm.
There's only one intimate relationship, and that is with my wife. You see, that is Krishna conscious marriage. No?
Un laulība Krishnas apziņā nozīmē, ka man ir tikai ar vienu sievieti tūs attiecības.
Mother Sita was very submissive, faithful, shy and chaste, always understanding the attitude of her husband. Thus, by her character and her love and service, she completely attracted the mind of the Lord.
Мать Сита была необычайно послушной, верной, застенчивой, целомудренной женщиной и всегда понимала своего мужа. Своим характером, а также любовью и служением, она пленила ум Господа.
Report, as Lord Ramachandra is the ideal husband, Ekapatni Vrata, Mother Sita is the ideal wife, such a combination makes family life very happy. Yad yad acharati shrestas tatta devetaro jana. Whatever example a great man sets, common people follow. If the kings, the leaders, and the brahmanas, the teachers, would set forth the examples we receive from Vedic literature, the entire world would be heaven, Indeed, there will no longer be hellish conditions within this material world. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 10th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Pastimes of the Supreme Lord Ramachandra.
Комментарий. Подобно тому, как Господь Рамачандра явил собой пример идеального мужа, мать Сита явила пример идеальной жены. Такое сочетание делает семейную жизнь очень счастливой. Какой бы пример ни показал великий человек, обычные люди следуют за ним. Если бы цари, правители, а также брахманы и учители следовали примерам, которые даются в ведических писаниях, весь мир стал бы подобен раю. Для адской жизни в этом мире просто не осталось бы места. Так заканчивается комментарий Бхактивиданты в 10 главе 9 песни Шримад Бхагаватам, которая называется «Деяние Верховного Господа Рамачандры».
Therefore, let us all take full advantage of this great holy day, the appearance day of Lord Ramachandra.
Un tāpēc pilnībā izmantosim tās priekšrocības, ko sniedz šī brīnišķīgā kunga Rāmas atnākšanas diena.
Let us always remember Lord Ram.
Vienmēr atcerēsimies kungu Rāmu.
Let us always broadcast his glories all over the world.
Vienmēr izplatīsim visā pasaulē viņa slavu.
So that the wonderful atmosphere of Ram Raj, the Satya Yuga atmosphere of Krishna consciousness, can become fully manifest in our hearts and fully manifest in every town, village and city throughout the entire world.
Un lai tā pilnībā izpaustos katrā pilsētā, katrā ciemā, katrā valstī, visā visumā.
Lord Ramachandra ki jai, Mother Sita ki jai, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Thank you very much.
Śrīmad Sankarsana Dasi Pyāra Maharaj ki.
Thank you.